Good morning. I spent 2 weeks as an exchange student in the Koinonia program, and I spent 2 weeks at Teban Church. My name is Okamoto Momoka. Thank you for this opportunity to share my story with you. I gave the same message at Teban Church last week in Korean. Now, let me tell you about reflecting on my experience and how I felt. During my stay in South Korea, I had a sprain in my foot, and I was hurt, and I was feeling pain, and the people at Teban Church took me to a local hospital, and Megumi Kyokai people also worried about me because of this condition. The Psalms chapter 119 says, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your success. So this is a verse that I like, and I think I learned something through my medical condition. I was shocked when I got this sprain in my foot, and I caused a lot of trouble to local people, but I felt sorry, but I felt a lot of love that people at the Teban Church show told me. By staying in South Korea for 2 weeks, but before I went there, I was really worried. And young people who came with us left earlier and went back to Japan. I cried when they left. And the reason I cried, I think, because I was really nervous before I went to South Korea because of the bad international relationship between Japan and South Korea. And so, and of course, I don't speak Korean that well either. And so I wasn't sure that the host family will be able to welcome us. But it turned out everything was okay. I had a lot of fun, had a lot of blessings, and there was no worry once my stay started. And I believe because it was God that was helping me. And of course, Japan and South Korea has different languages and lifestyles and history, but I believe that we both serve the same God, and so in that sense, we belong to the same family of God. So although I was worried at the beginning, but God protected me. And that's how I was able to feel. And thank you for sending me to Teban Church as a Koinonia short-term exchange student. And also thank people at the Teban Church for hosting me. And I pray that more people will be able to receive these blessings through the Koinonia program. Thank you. Good morning. I'm Nonaka Akemi. Thank you for all of your support. Looking back at this program had 22-year-old history, but I think always that the relationship between South Korea and Japan have been tense. So I was a little bit excited about this trip before I went, but also I was nervous because I was watching news on TV. But God gave me this passage from the Bible. Philippi chapter 4, verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And I prayed that God will use me during this stay in South Korea. And people at the Teban Church welcomed me as like their family members. And we prayed the Bible together in the morning, and we worshiped God together in the evening, and we spent a lot of time talking with each other. And August 15th is the end of, you know, the war in Japan, commemorating that day. But in South Korea, that's the National Liberation Day. So I was really tense. And my homestay family, host family, told me a lot about the relationship between Japan and Korea and told me a lot about history. And I think I learned a lot. And he also said that we can serving the same God so we can love each other. So I was so full of thanks and joy. And also, the people at Daebun Church were worried whether they should take us to Korean Historical Museum and stuff like that. But they also said that in order to love each other as family, we need to know each other and the history. And of course, we learn international history through from our perspective. But by being there in South Korea, I was able to feel a little bit about how they feel about the past between Japan and South Korea. Of course, it is difficult for us to look at the history between Japan and South Korea, but I think it is important to look at the history. And during the short-term stay, I felt a lot of love by people at Daebun Church. And I spent a lot of time with young people there. And so I am so full of thanks. And of course, the relationship between South Korea and Japan is really problematic. And if we feel like we are very powerless to change anything about that. But thank you for this opportunity to go to South Korea. Now, we have a message from Pastor Kanda Akemi. Good morning, everyone. This morning, I wasn't quite sure what to talk about, but since we have had the two exchange students share their story about South Korea, I want to also talk about what the blessing I received in South Korea. I was with the short-term exchange students in South Korea for 2 weeks. I've been to South Korea several times as part of the Koinonia program from Tsuchira Megumi Church. I don't know how many times I actually went to South Korea, but this year again, I went there, this time as a staff member and also as a translator. So I went there not as a student, but as a church staff member. But again, through this trip, I was able to realize how much that we have the grace of reconciliation between Tsuchira Megumi Church and Daebun Church. And there were some tense moments during my stay, but I was not watching too much news on TV, so I did not know how bad the relationship between Japan and South Korea was. And because I work inside church, I don't have much interaction with people outside the church. So I wasn't sure how bad our relationship between Japan and South Korea was. So the but I understood a little bit about the bad relationship between the two countries when our young people talked about that relationship, and also other people were worried about the relationship. And also when I was walking in the city of Seoul, I was able to realize how bad the relationship between the two countries was. I talked to some of the young people who joined with us, and our young people from our church were saying they were all worried about whether it is okay to come to go to South Korea at this point in time. And some people apparently told them from their school actually that it is not a good time to go to South Korea at this point, because it may be potentially dangerous to go to South Korea as Japanese citizens at this point. So the sense of crisis between the young people of our church and me were quite different. And also people at the Taiwan church were worried about it as well, because South Korea was excluded from the so-called white list of as a trade country. So I began to feel the tense relationship between the two countries. And once I arrived in South Korea, we were divided into five different groups, and we visited different churches in Seoul. And my group went to Yoido Church, which is next to the National Parliament Building in Seoul. Pastor Inoue went with us, and we finished touring the church, and we are having lunch together, and we were going to a campsite. And apparently someone heard us speaking in Japanese, and a man probably in his 70s said, and loudly, and spoke in Korean, "Are you Japanese? Are you Japanese?" And with a loud voice. And fortunately, young people from Taiwan Church protected us, being the wall between us and that man. So we did not experience any problem after all. And also, we had an opportunity called Seodamon Prison History Hall, and the time to learn about a history of Japanese colonialism. But we were divided into two groups, and we were doing the tour, listening to tour guides, and tour guides are speaking in Japanese. And it was a summer holiday, so there were a lot of people there, Korean students, Korean families, and kindergarten students. So people of all generations were there, the local people. So we were having two big groups, so we kind of stood out, and the guides were speaking in Japanese, so they can hear that, you know, they can see that we are Japanese groups. So when we're moving in the museum, two teenagers said in Korean, "Oh my, they are Japanese." Because I understand Korean, so I understood what they were saying. So that made me feel bad. But then I realized this is the status of Japan-Korea relationship. And God asking me, I think, or us to bring reconciliation between these two peoples. So they went camping, and the Taiwan church pastor talked about the importance of reconciliation between Koreans and Japanese. And on the second day, Pastor Inoue said, "We try to stay away from suffering and pain, and we only try to do things that we think are fun and joyous and valuable to us." But according to Jesus, that we, he's encouraged us to find joy in suffering as well. And oftentimes, joy is hidden in our sufferings. And that's what Pastor Inoue said. And then Sunday came, and then Pastor Hon shared his message and talked very frankly. And that's what the message he shared at Tevan Church. And this is what he said. You know, the story of Esau and Jacob in Genesis. So when you read about that, I think of Japan and South Korea. And he said, sometimes he doesn't like Japan, or sometimes he doesn't like South Korea. But Jesus Christ has given us the grace to help us reconcile between Japanese and Koreans. And sometimes Pastor Hon said, I want to quit working on the reconciliation. And of course, the relationship Jacob and Esau doesn't work well. Now, what is salvation? Does salvation mean to believe in Jesus and then receive eternal life and then have fun in heaven? Of course, that is a part of salvation, but the Bible says that the salvation is about reconciliation, a reconciliation with God. You know, we used to have a bad relationship with God, a conflictual relationship with God, but we have now a reconciliation with God through Jesus Christ. And in spite of the fact we had a bad relationship with God, it was God who sent Jesus to reconcile with us. So, we have salvation, we have reconciliation. And that means we need to work on reconciliation. And so, we should not just be satisfied with receiving reconciliation from God. We need to work with reconciliation with other people. I think that's what Christian is supposed to do. If we don't have reconciliation, that's not gospel. If we have received reconciliation from God, we need to practice reconciliation with other people. The relationship between husband and wife, the relationship between parent and child, relationship between boss and underlings. We need to practice reconciliation with other people. How about the relationship between Japanese people and Korean people? Are you just acting like one of those typical people that just observe the relationship getting worse and worse? The God is encouraging us to engage in the work of reconciliation. And God gave us this Koinonia program so that we can work on reconciliation. So 22 years passed in this program. The things the world cannot do, we are accomplishing through our Koinonia program. So we have a relationship of reconciliation through this program with Korean people. So let's practice our work of reconciliation in our daily lives. So I pray and expect that you will engage in a reconciliation in your daily life. And that's what God expects us to do as well. And that's what Pastor Hon talked about. So through my participation in the Koinonia program, I was able to realize how much tension there is between Japan and Korea. At the same time, (clears throat) I realized that through the Koinonia programs, we can engage in reconciliation, at least between Megumi Church and Teban Church. So, and we should not be just satisfied receiving reconciliation from God. That's what we learned, that's what I learned through my participation. As I reflect back on my participation, I think about the passage from today's passage in John. It's about Jesus feeding the 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And this is a story that appears in all 4 Gospels. So this is a very, very special event. A people came to Jesus, and the reason they came is in chapter 6, verse 2. A great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. If we look at this verse, we can find the reason why they came to Jesus. Because they saw the miracle signs. They wanted to see the miracle signs Jesus performed. And if you look at verse 4, it says that a Jewish Passover feast was near. And if we look at verse 6, he knew what he was going to do. He says he already had in mind what he was going to do. The Jewish Passover was near. That means that they thought about Exodus. The people, Jewish people, was able to leave Egypt, although they were slaves. The plagues struck Egypt, and the last plague was the killing of all firstborn children of Egypt. But Jewish children were spared because of lamb's blood on their doorpost. And also, during the Exodus experience, Jewish people were able to drink water and able to receive manna from the sky. So, but Jesus performed this miracle of feeding 5,000 people. If you look at verse 6, he asked this only to test him, for Jesus already had in mind what he was going to do. So Jesus tested Philip. He tested his own disciple. So he said, "Where shall we get bread to feed this many people?" And Philip was a very, seemed like a great mathematician, and he answered, so basically, Philip said 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. So that's what Philip said. 8 months' wages is not going to be enough to feed 5,000 people. So Philip said it's impossible to feed these people. Then Andrew also said, verse 9, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" So Andrew saw a boy with bread and fish, and there's no way we can feed the 5,000 people. Of course, it is not was not impossible for Jesus to do so, to feed the 5,000 people. If you look at verses 11 through 13, it says, Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. So these people and the disciples experienced becoming full by eating the food that Jesus miraculously produced. And they realized that Jesus Christ is a great prophet and wanted to make him a king. So he praised Jesus by saying that Jesus is a prophet. But somehow Jesus Christ felt not comfortable with those statements and the way people reacted. Because people came just looking for miracles. If we look at verse 26, Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, you're looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." So Jesus said to the crowd, he tried to tell them the real role, the real meaning of him coming to this earth. So they were Jesus was saying, "You did not come here to understand who I am, but they just came here because you wanted to be fed. That is just for yourself." But people in the crowd did not quite understand what Jesus was trying to say. Then the crowd said, "Give us more miracles then, so that we can believe." And they even said, "The God gave us manna, so why don't you perform more miracles?" And then Jesus tell them, "He is the bread of life." Let's read verses 35 through 40. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that has given me, that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." So this is how Jesus talked to these people. Because the people in the crowd didn't believe him. Jesus wanted to give people eternal life. But the people misunderstood. How do they react to those statements? If you look at verse 41, at this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. The first time he performed miracles, they became full. They liked it because they got what they wanted. And they wanted to make him the king. Then the Jesus told the truth about himself. Then the people started to grumble. And if you look at verse 60, you see the people started to refuse his message. So, the image of God we had before we went to South Korea during in the Koinonia program was different from the real image of God that is described in the Bible. I realized the difference. The God of love, the God that gives us real reconciliation, I was worried about my trip in South Korea, but God did protect us during our stay. So through this trip, each of us had an opportunity to learn more about God. So the message I received during my stay and the passages that I read today . So the image of God I had was different from the real description of God in the Bible, I realized. So my understanding of salvation, reconciliation, the work of reconciliation, the work of koinonia, I think I learned a lot. And I realized I had been selfish, and I had selfish image of God. So because I had the image of God that was convenient to me, because I liked God when God gave me what I wanted. But when God didn't give me what I wanted, I always questioned God. So I realized I'm not mature enough. So I was able to realize that through my trip in South Korea. So I was able to repent. And I realized that God expects us to engage in the work of reconciliation. When you look at the relationship between Japan and South Korea today, you can see it's not easy to do the work of reconciliation between the two peoples. So, in a sense, you know, we have a basket full of things that God gives us. But what are we going to do when we have the basket with a lot of blessings from God? And we all have baskets full of blessings from God. Are we going to act like the crowd in the Bible that asked for more and more miraculous signs? But you have to remember, our basket is full of the bread of life that God gave us. So what are you going to do with the bread, I mean the basket full of bread of life? Let me pray. Lord, you sent us your only Son, Jesus, to us. We praise your name. Because of our sin, we had a relationship of conflict with you, but you came and offered reconciliation to us through Jesus Christ. And also, thank you for the opportunity to engage in the work of reconciliation. And the work of reconciliation is not easy. We want to run away from it sometimes. But when we feel like that, please help us realize that you are with us. And we know this work is not something that we do alone. You are with us, and you have given us our friends, the family members from our church. And through this year's Koinonia programs, our basket became full with a year reconciliation. But help us to take the basket with us and engage in the work of reconciliation with others in our daily lives. Please give us power and knowledge through your Holy Spirit. I entrust everything to you. I pray for your more blessings, and I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.